Okay, let's get started. Welcome to Math Circles this week. We're going to get started on 2D geometry. So does anyone have any ideas about what geometry is? Okay, any ideas? Yep. Yep, geometry involves lines. Another one? Geometry does involve shapes, figures, right? We got the right idea about geometry, okay? So we're going to be covering a lot of geometry for the next couple weeks. And yeah, but also includes measuring perimeter and area. That isn't part of geometry. So the definition I came up, or the explanation, is geometry is a branch of mathematics that deals with properties, measurements, and relationships of lines, angles, figures, and points in space. So we will be looking at lines, angles, and figures in two dimensions for our next couple lessons. Okay, two dimensions, I mean only stuff that you can do on the paper. Now, let's move on to the next slide. Let's go on, start defining some angles. So, what do we have? All right, first angles we're going to talk about, complementary angles. Complementary angles are angles that add up to 90 degrees. Let's go over our first example. Here's example one. If angle DEF is equal to 90 degrees, what is the measure of angle Y? So if we look at our DEF, okay, we know that that is equal to 90 degrees. All right, and we're splitting it with a line. We know that one section is 23 degrees, and one section is angle Y. What do we know about those two angles? Yep. Right, they're complementary. Okay, so that means they add up to 90 degrees. So if we were to write this as an equation, all it would be is angle Y plus 23 degrees is equal to 90 degrees. And we can solve this equation in our sleep, right? So we want to isolate for angle Y, so what we're going to do is subtract 23 degrees from both sides, okay? So angle Y, 23 degrees, minus 23 degrees, subtracting 23 from both sides. All right, these cancel out. Angle Y becomes just equal to 90 minus 23 degrees. Correct. 67 degrees. That's what complementary angles are. All right, let's go on to the next angles we're going to talk about. Supplementary angles. Supplementary angles are like complementary angles, except they're angles that add up to 180 degrees now. Okay, so let's write that down. Supplementary angles are angles that add up to 180 degrees. Now, next part. Let's do an example. So if line segment BAD is a straight line, or if line BAD is a straight line, okay, what is the measure of angle X? So what do we know? We know that a line, straight line has an angle of 180 degrees. And since we've split it up into two parts, an angle that's 105 degrees, and angle X, all right, we know that those two are supplementary, okay, meaning they add up to 180 degrees. So we can write that as an algebraic expression. All right, we know that angle X plus 105 degrees is equal to 180 degrees. What we're going to do is the same thing as we did before, okay? Angle X. All right, we're going to subtract 105 degrees from both sides to isolate for angle X. All right, the 105 minus 105, those cancel each other out. So we have angle X is equal to 180 degrees minus 105 degrees. 180 minus 105, 75 degrees. That is our angle X. Good job. Alrighty, let's go on to the next part. Opposite angle theorem. So opposite angle theorem, all it states is opposite angles formed by two intersecting lines are equal. So what does that mean? Well, in diagram words, we call this side angle X and this side angle Y. Alright? They're opposite angles, they're opposite of two intersecting lines, so they're equal. So angle X is equal to angle Y. Can anyone see any other pair of opposite angles? Yeah. Right, the ones above and below. Those are also opposite angles, so those are also equal. So we'll call the top one angle A and the bottom one angle B. So angle A is equal to angle B. Right, now I'm not going to prove it now, but that would be a good exercise on your own. uses a lot of variables, and it's good practice with algebra, okay? But we're gonna get started on taking them up. So, does anyone want to come up and write on the smart board? I saw that hand up really quick. Okay, so we're gonna start with 1A. Alice, you get the second one, okay? So, all right, pick your color, sir. Okay, so you gotta talk me through what you did too.
Okay, for Y.
You're just gonna give me the answer straight up?
No, I will tell you. Okay,
don't tell me, tell them.
Okay. Can I tell them after?
Okay. Okay, that is the right answer. And that is the right answer again, but we're going to show why we got it.
Okay, because the...
Alright, let's talk. You talk me through it and I'll do the writing, okay? So what's the first thing? We got to use the opposite angle theorem, right? So what do we know right off the bat? Yep. You mean this angle is equal... Oh, that just wrote in blue. Okay, this angle here is equal to this angle here, right? And we know the value of this one is x plus 15, right? And we know that since these two are equal, they have to have the same angle, same measure, okay? So we know that this will equal 60. And that's an equation with one variable, which we covered and you guys can solve, right? In which case, we subtract 15 from both sides. Okay, all right, these are gonna cancel each other out. Next degrees is equal to 60 minus 15, 45 degrees. Perfect, so x is equal to 45. Go back down, thanks. All right, and then we apply the same idea for the next one, right? There's two other opposite angles here. 3y is equal to 120 by the opposite angle theorem, right? So I'll write this here. We want to isolate for y, so we're going to divide both sides by 3. These are going to cancel each other out, and we're going to select y is equal to 120 degrees divided by 3, which is 40 degrees, and y is equal to 40. Right? Is there any problems with that? Everybody see it? Yep, James?
Do all the angles have to equal 360?
Yes, they do. But we'll get to that a bit later, okay? It's actually in your problem set, a little mention of that. But for now, that's a good point. Now let's go down to here. All right. What thing do you know right away? What's the easy thing to see? Using the opposite angle theorem. What would angle y equal altogether?
5 degrees.
And by the same idea, this angle would be 32 degrees. Now we get to the next step, and there's a bunch of different ways you could do it, right? Or there's a couple different ways. All right, which way did, does someone want to tell me which way they did it? Walk me through it, yep.
Well, what I did is I added y plus 32 degrees, which gave me,
what it gave me.
But then I subtracted it from 180 and then gave me x.
Right, you got it, that's correct. But I'm gonna explain it a bit more, okay? So what did she know? Well, she knows that the sum of the angles on a straight line is 180 degrees. So angle x plus angle y plus 32 degrees is equal to 180. So we know what angle y is, right? So we can sub it in there. And that becomes 25 degrees, 32 degrees. Where did those go? All right, we can add those two together. And that gives us 25 plus 32, 57. All right, we bring it over to the other side by subtracting 57 from both.
So angle X, I'm gonna skip a step there because you've seen it all before. And our final answer is?
123.
Right. Okay, now let's go on to the next slide. All right, properties of parallel lines and a transversal. So first I should tell you what a transversal is. All a transversal is, it's a straight line that crosses two or more lines, all right? So an example, in this case, we have two parallel lines. A transversal would just be a line that crosses it like this, or a line that crosses this one, these three lines like that. That's all a transversal is, okay? So why do we care about this transversal? Well, when a transversal crosses two parallel lines, there are some very important properties, okay? And we're gonna get to those next. Okay, the first one is corresponding angles are equal. So what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is, we use black this time. If I call this angle X, I call this angle Y, these two angles are equal, all right? It's a property that happens when a transversal crosses two parallel lines. So in this case, angle X equals angle Y. And the way we remember it is there's patterns, okay? And in this one, it's called the F pattern. So all it is you look for this pattern. Okay, you see how it's an F? These two angles are equal. And you could rearrange that F and move it all over in places and realize that a bunch of other angles are equal as well with the transversal, crossing two parallel lines. Okay, is there any questions about that? No, okay, let's go to alternate angles are equal. So what do we mean by that? Well, if I call this angle A, I call this one angle B, this one states that angle A is equal to angle B. And how do we remember that? We use something called the Z pattern. And the Z pattern, all it is you're looking for a Z. And once again, you could flip that Z in different ways and see that a bunch of angles are different, or equal. All right, and we'll cover the next one. All right, next, interior angles are supplementary. Now, who remembers what supplementary means? It was on a bunch of slides earlier. Yep? Yeah?
Oh, angles that have 180
on. Right. So interior angles are supplementary. So what I mean by that is if we have here angle W and angle Z, they both add up to 180. Okay. So how do we look for that? Well, we use the C pattern, okay? And those are different ways you can remember. So let's go to the next part. Got some more practice for you, okay? I want you to work on 1C and 1D for me, and then we'll take them up. Let's get started. Now, can I get everyone's attention? We got here, okay. So, we're gonna use the parallel line properties that we just learned. Can anyone see a parallel line property right off the start? Yep?
The interior angles are equal.
Not equal.
Oh, yep. They're supplementary.
Yeah. They're supplementary, they add up to 180, right? So if we look, we're gonna look for the C pattern. I'm just gonna use this to help along. If we look here, we see a C, right? And we know that the interior angles are going to add up to 180 degrees. So we know that X 30 degrees plus 125 is going to equal, right? Okay, and now we just solve this algebraic expression, which we're all champions at, right? So I'm going to work through it. All right, I'm pretty bad at addition, so who wants to help me out here? All together? Thank you. Now what we do, we want to isolate for X. So we're gonna bring 155 to the other side, and we're gonna do that by subtracting 155 from both sides. All right, but I'm not gonna, and these, on this side, the 155, adding it, and then I'm subtracting it. Five from both sides, 180 degrees, minus 55 degrees all together.
25.
Okay, are we all in agreement, 25?
Yes.
Now, determine a value for y. Does anyone see a pattern in there? Yep. The Z pattern, right. It's a pretty bad Z, but if you look, the Z pattern is right there. Okay, so angle Y. Right, okay, so Y degrees. And it's a good idea sometimes to write how you got that. So I'll just put in brackets Z pattern. Okay, let's go on to the next question. Okay, determine the measure of angle X and angle Y. All right, so which pattern do you think we're going to want to use for both of these? Yep. Z pattern, right? Now, what's different about the ones we did? These parallel lines are not horizontal. They're slanted a bit. So if some of you can't see the Z pattern, we're going to try to make it a bit easier. So I'm going to move this. All of these. Smart board, come on. Let's work together. If I tilt this a little, is that better? All right. Now, do we see the Z pattern a bit easier? Yeah. So first off, we look Z here. So angle Y, 40 degrees. And if we use Z pattern again, yeah, angle X equals 55. Okay. Now, let's move on to the next slide. I'm going to leave that one for later. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the angle sum theorem. Has anyone ever heard of the angle sum theorem?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, what's the angle sum theorem with triangles? Corner, yep. Louder, I want to hear everyone. Yes. All the interior angles of a triangle add up to 180. So I'm going to write that down. All right, so if this is angle, I'll call this angle A, angle B, angle C. These three angles add up to 180 degrees. Now, let's prove it. The proof is really neat, okay? I really like the proof. So let's start off. So, to start out the proof, it's a good idea to draw a line on the top of the triangle that is parallel to the base of the triangle. So I'm going to use this line thingamabob. So we have a parallel line, okay? So I'm going to indicate that with these arrows. Is everyone comfortable with me indicating parallel lines with two arrows? Line, yes? Good. All right, so I'm going to go back to labeling it the way we did before. Call this angle A, angle B, angle C. All right, and I'm also going to label these two angles, okay? We call this angle X and angle Y. Now, do we know anything right now with these two angles about angle X and angle Y? Yep.
They're equal to each other.
They're equal to each other? How do you know that?
Because parallel lines.
Oh, I don't know about that. All right, let's try again. Yep. Still not quite what I'm looking for. All right, what if I'm asking you, is there an angle in this triangle that is equal to angle X? Yeah? It is angle A. Why? The Z pattern, right? The reason we draw this parallel line is because it's very helpful to see. Now we got this Z pattern, okay? All right, now, so that means that angle X is equal to angle A. All right, does anyone see another Z pattern in there? Yeah? Okay, yeah, I know what you're saying. What color do you want me to use?
Blue.
Blue? Okay. We have another Z pattern right there. So what does that tell us?
That angle C is equal to angle Y.
Angle C is equal to angle Y, or I'm just gonna write it angle Y is equal to angle C. Is there anything else we know? What are we trying to prove again? Who remembers what we're trying to prove? Yeah?
Find the interior angles of a triangle equals 180.
Right, we're trying to show that all the interior angles of this triangle add up to 180 degrees. Do we know anything in this diagram that adds up to 180 degrees? Yeah?
Top parallel line.
The top parallel line. These three angles add up to 180 degrees, right? Yeah. Right. Okay, so let's write that down. That's pretty important. Now, so we know that angle X, angle B, okay, angle Y, degrees, because it's a straight line. I'm just going to write a straight line. Now, what are we still trying to prove? We're trying to show that angle A plus angle B plus angle C is equal to 180 degrees, right? Is there any way we can show it with this information we're given here? You, yep.
It's substitute X and Y for A and C, so it's A and B and C.
Perfect. That's it. We're going to sub in angle A. X is just equal to angle A, so we're going to replace that angle A. Does everybody see that?
Yes.
Okay, angle B does not change. All right, and what is angle Y equal to? Angle C. And we have just shown that the sum of the interior angles is 180 degrees. All right, and we're gonna close the proof with a little box, which is what they do here at the University of Waterloo. Some of you may be used to QED, which is Latin for something that's not off the tip of my tongue right now. So what I'd like you guys and girls to work on, I'd like you to work on question two right now. Okay, then we're gonna take a little break. Okay, who's giving these a try?
Me, I did all of them.
All of them, awesome, okay. Well, I'm gonna ask you for one. Help me out with the first one, okay? Yeah, you can come and write it, but you can't write the answer. You gotta give me a solution.
Okay.
Okay, you can do C. I was gonna do this one because that one's pretty straightforward.
I kind of have a feeling I'm wrong, but
okay. Give her a go. Give her a whirl.
Okay.
So what's the first thing you did?
Because I know the addition of all angles equals 180. So
right. The addition of all the angles is equal to 180, right? We just proved that.
And all angles are equal in that triangle.
All angles are
X divided by 3 equals 60.
Right, divide both sides by 3. Okay, great. Now, does anybody remember something? What kind of triangle is this?
Equilateral
triangle. And you all told me, remember? So we just showed why, okay? Using the angle sum theorem. Now we get down to here. Now, who knows what this little square means? Yep.
That is a right angle.
That's a right angle. And a right angle is?
93.
An angle that is 90 degrees, correct? 2 points.
Yes.
Okay, so what are we gonna do again? Well, we're gonna apply the angle sum theorem. We know that this angle is 60. We know that this is 90. And we know we have this angle W in here. And we know they all add up to 90 degrees. Okay? So what are we gonna do? Well, we're gonna combine these, subtract both 150 from both sides so we can bring it to the other. And, oh, geez, my bad. Collapse. And the final answer is 30 degrees. Awesome, let's go to the next slide. All right, now here's one, C. I said you'd do C, so do you want to walk me through it or do you want to write? To the right, you gonna give me a full solution?
Yeah.
Not just the answer?
No.
Okay. Give her a whirl. So just push against it, okay, and it'll identify.
Okay, well, that one is... You have to find that one out first.
Right.
And supplementary angle.
Which angle are we trying to find in the first place, though?
That one.
That one, right.
But to find that one, you have to find that one first, and then that one, too.
Right, because we're given no information about the interior angles of the triangle, but we're given information about the lines outside. So we know that those two are supplementary angles, right?
That one's 60.
Right.
This one is 70. And
Great. That is perfect. A little messy, but we'll blame that on the smart board, right? First thing is we gotta find these these lower angles. How can we do that? Well, we know they're supplementary because there's a straight line right there. So we know that this angle, all right, I'm gonna start using some different notation. So we know angle PRS is 60, okay? And we know that angle PSR is equal to 70 degrees. And we know that the sum of all the interior angles is equal to 180. Oh, I just picked that, oops. Is 180 degrees. So if we add them all up, all right, and we're gonna add this angle, which is 60, 70, and that's gonna equal, all right, so we're gonna simplify this expression a bit. Subtract 130 from both sides. These are going to cancel, the 130 you subtract here is going to cancel out. 50 degrees. Okay? Final answer. Great. Let's go to the next step. Okay. This one. We're going to do this one all together. No one's going to come up this time. So, what's the first thing we're going to do? Yep?
You see that the right angle is 90 degrees.
Right. Right.
So that
you
have to find the
angles
of y.
So we know all the angles add up to 180, so I'm going to write that down. Okay. All right, that will simplify this expression, so it becomes 2y degrees, right? Everybody sees that? Well, we want to isolate for y, right? So we're going to bring 90 to the other side by subtracting it from both sides. So it's going to be nothing. Oops. Okay. We're going to left with 2y, 90 degrees, equal to 90 degrees. Divide both sides by 2. Cancel out.
Here's 45.
Yes, 45. Does anybody know anything else about this triangle now?
It's
If you could use a word to describe it, you'd call it a isosceles triangle, right? Because these two angles are equal. Right? You will see this triangle a lot more.
Oh, or a right triangle.
Or a right triangle as well. Okay? Let's go to the next part. Okay. Okay. So the sum of interior angles of any polygon. What is the sum of their interior angles of a quadrilateral, pentagon, hexagon, or any other n-sided polygon? So let's figure this out. Any ideas where to start?
Draw a perpendicular line from
Okay, not quite what I want. All right, what do we know so far? So, hands down, I'm gonna go over it. We know that the sum of the interior angles of a triangle is 180 degrees. So, would it be nice if we could find a triangle in this shape? Or maybe more than one? So how can we do that? Well, all right, I'm gonna do it. We draw a line right across there. We have two triangles, right? All right, and what's the sum of each of those triangles? Sum of the interior angles? Yep. So how are you gonna find the sum of the quadrilateral? Multiply by 2, right. So, okay, and since you guys are masters at multiplication, that is 360. Shocker, right? Okay. Alright, now let's go to the Pentagon. Do you think we should try the same idea? Try to find triangles in there? Let's do that. Well, okay. What about here? And then that's just a quadrilateral again, right? So how many triangles do we have? 3. So what's the sum of the interior angles? 3 times 180 degrees. Ooh. All together? All right, let's try again all together.
540.
540, right. Okay, and if we keep going down. Oh, that's why. Put the marker. We have a hexagon. Oh, no. Oh. Hey, okay, that's good. All right. We have a hexagon. We're going to try the same thing. Who wants to draw the triangles up here for me? Who has not been up yet? That's right. Strike green, you have not been up. Come on up. So how many triangles do we have here? 4. Right? So what are we going to do? 4 times... And... Yep. 720 degrees. Okay, now I know I've only given you 3, and it says show the sum of the interior angles of an octagon, but from what I've seen, a lot of you have done it, so let's continue with the trend. Okay, so we're going to try to draw. Who wants to draw the octagon for me? Who hasn't been up yet? Who hasn't been up yet? Lucia. Lucia, okay, Lucia, come on up and draw them for me. Yep, that's one way we can do it, and we have how many triangles?
6.
Let's try those all together. I'm pretty sure everybody got that. So it would be 6 1,080 degrees. Now, there is a pattern, okay, and we're going to go to a separate slide here, and I'm going to try a chart. In this side, we're going to do the number of sides of the polygon, and on this side, we're going to Now, what do we know? We knew that the quadrilateral, which has how many sides?
4.
4. We knew that it had a sum of the interior angles was 360 degrees. And we know that the number of sides, okay, we didn't cover a pentagon. But it's 5 sides. Did I cover? Yes, I did cover a pentagon. What am I saying? Sorry. 5, okay? And it was 540. Okay, so let's stop for a second. All right, I've given you 3, and we know that we did 8, it was 1080. All right. And what do you notice here? Can anyone figure out a pattern? Why don't we give, I'm gonna give you guys 2 minutes, talk with the person beside you. All right, see if you can figure out a pattern, and then we'll take it up in a sec. Who knows what is the sum of the interior angles of a 7-sided polygon?
900.
900, how did you come up with that?
That's
Who am I gonna ask? Elizabeth?
Yep.
You add 180. How did you come up with that? Very intelligent answer. Right. If you notice here, the difference between 540 and 360 is 180. 720, 540 is 180. So what we're going to do is add 180 and 900 degrees. Now, let's go back to the other slide. Draw the pattern. Okay? Have any ideas of a general formula? Okay, yep.
Let's say n is like the number of sides.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to this. All right, let's call, let n represent the number of sides. Okay, so let's keep going. So we're on the right track. First step, perfect. Well, let's start off with the first one, okay? All right, we have in the first one, the number of sides was 4, right? But how many triangles did we find in that shape? Oh, 2, right? We found 2. What's the difference between those? 2. 4 minus 2. The difference between the number of sides and the number of triangles we found in there is 2. Let's go to 5. How many triangles did we find? I go back. How many triangles did we find in a pentagon? Yep. 3. What's the difference between 5 and 3? 2 again. Alright. And let's go to the hexagon. How many triangles did we find? Yep. And the difference between the number of sides and the number of triangles we formed in there? Number of sides and the number of triangles we could draw in the hexagon? It's 2, right? So does anybody have any ideas now about a formula? Yep.
N minus 2
multiplied by 180. You got it. No. N minus 2 multiplied by 180 degrees. Okay. That is the general formula. If we expanded this out, okay, we apply the distributive law. Two times. All right, and it gives us. So that was, I'm sure a lot of you, I want you to give this problem a try. I think it's 4 in your exercise booklet, and then start on the problem set. I'm getting a lot of people coming in about 9B in question 10, so I'm going to take them up right now on the smart board. Okay, I'm going to do 10 first because it's easier for me to draw. All right, so let's get started. I'm going to draw it in a sec. If you could read it, that would be very helpful. So let's get started. Now, what are we trying to show? Well, the question asks, show that x plus y is equal to angle W. Now, this is a lot like showing that, proving that angle sum theorem, okay? First, we should consider, what do we know? What do we know about this diagram? What do we know about this triangle to begin with? Yep?
That x plus y plus z equals 180.
Yes, angle x
plus y.
Now this question we're going to do, it's going to have very few numbers in it, okay? There's not going to be a set value for x, y, and z, or w, and w. Alright, so we know that. Do we know anything else about the variables we use using to represent angles? How long have I asked it? Yeah?
Z plus w is equal to
180, right? Why? Because they're on a straight line. Perfect. So we know that angle Z plus angle W is equal to 180 degrees. All right. Now, we have two equations, right? And our end result, all it has is x, y, and w. So does anyone have any ideas what we could do? Yep?
I started off with drawing a parallel line on top of this triangle above.
Okay. All right.
I used the Z pattern to figure out that W was equal to part of Y.
You didn't have to do that, but I like that idea using what I did with the angle sum theorem. But let's try some here. If I were to rearrange this equation for Z, angle Z, what would it be? Angle Z is equal to, yep, in the back. Okay.
So since Z plus 3 equals 180 degrees,
mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good idea. This is an even better idea than I did. Oh, we're back again. Done. Okay. I like that idea. Oh, Mike. Okay, let's see if it likes me.
Yay, smart board.
Yeah, we're going to have a talk later, smart board. Okay, so we noticed that both of these equal 180. So that's right. They're both going to equal each other. So angle X plus angle Y plus angle Z is equal to angle Z. Okay, now who knows what we can do there? Can we simplify that? Yeah, take her home.
Okay, so then you should take the other side because you want to cancel it out.
What happens when, I don't like it when you say take it to the other side. You got to give me more of an explanation.
Okay, so in conjunction with the exponent from the left, like, yeah, the right side, and then conjunction with the exponent from the right side.
Perfect. That sounds great. I'm going to scroll this down a bit. Yes, extend the page. I would like to do that. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to subtract Z from both sides. We've gotten this far. Now, can we simplify this? Who cleans it up for me? Who wants to clean it up for me? Yep.
Since there's Z's on both sides of the equation, and there's minus Z in the middle, we could pick up both angle Z.
Right. These two are going to add up, or with Z minus, angle Z minus angle Z leaves you with?
Nothing.
All right. Okay, and on this side we have angle Z plus angle W minus angle Z. Well, the angle Z's are gonna cancel each other out, right? Just like they did on the other side. So we're gonna have angle W, you can write zero again. But really, we don't need those zeros, right? You don't need to write those in there. And what are we left with? Angle X plus angle Y is equal to angle W. All right, and that's actually got a fancy name. It's called the exterior angle theorem. But it's just using the basics, which we were taught today, and they've given you another theorem. All right? Now, so let's start with A, okay? So I ask you to show, now label these two. A terrible Y, I'm sorry. All right. What else am I missing in this diagram that's very important to solving this? Yeah? Sorry, I forgot the angles. I meant to put those in before. Okay, anything else I'm missing that's very important to solving this? Yep. In the back? Yep, glasses.
The line goes to the bottom line?
Yes, the fact that, what does that mean though? Does anybody remember what that means? What does it mean about each one of these line segments? Yep.
They're all the same length.
They're all the same length, okay? So if we're looking at it now, who tried this? Who gave it a shot? Who wants to give me a hint? Let's help me out. Oh, we still have some brave ones. Yeah?
Okay. So I'm referring to triangle Y, W, and Z.
Triangle Y, W, Z, okay.
Since I see that the two lines are parallel, which means that it's an isosceles triangle.
Well, two lines are equal, you mean, right?
Sorry, equal.
Yeah, good.
So I see that it's an isosceles triangle. And because I know that, I also know that a triangle adds up to 180. So I subtracted 80 from 180.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you for a sec. You are on the right track. So she notices that right here we have an isosceles triangle. Okay? So that means these two angles are equal, which I'm going to call A and B. Okay, All right, they're equal, so they should be the same. Sorry. I ruined my highlight. So they're both equal to angle A, right? So, and keep going, Lisa.
Okay, and so when I subtracted, I got 100 as my answer, but since I know that the lines are equal, I divided 100 by 2, which gave me 50 degrees.
Right.
So I found out that angle WYZ is 50 degrees and angle YZW is 50 degrees.
Perfect. Now I'm going to explain that for everyone else who couldn't hear. Alright? She noticed that isosceles triangle. We're good there. But now we know that the sum of the interior angles of a triangle is equal to
180.
So we know that angle A plus angle A plus 80 degrees is equal to 180, which we can simplify, right? All right, and we have two angle A, so it's 2 times angle A. And we bring the 180 over the other side by subtracting 80 degrees from both sides. So I'm going to erase that, and we'll skip a step. Okay? And we're going to get left with 100 degrees on this side and 2 times angle A on this side. Okay? So we want to isolate for angle A again, so we divide by 2. Okay. So angle A is equal to 50 degrees. Good stuff. Now I'd like you guys to try to... Well, how did that get there? Alright, I'd like you guys to try to figure out what these two angles are. Okay? So why don't you give those a shot right now? Yep. They're both 40. How'd you come up with that? It's an isosceles. It's the exact same thing on the other side, an isosceles triangle. Alright, so you do the exact same thing you did over there, right? Angle B plus angle B plus 100 degrees is equal to 180, angle sum theorem. Alright, so this becomes 2 angle B is equal to, I'm going to skip a few steps, we subtract 100 degrees from both sides, and what are we going to get left when we subtract 100 degrees on this side of the expression? We're going to get, well, the 100 degrees are going to cancel. Oh, I can't do it with this. All right, 100 degrees are going to cancel each other out, but here we're going to have 180 degrees minus 100 degrees is just going to leave you with 80. Divide by 2. These two cancel each other out. Angle B is equal to 40 degrees. Now, what were we originally trying to find? Angle X, Y, Z. So, which angle was that? Well, this was this angle. I know all these colors. Okay, that's angle X, Y, Z. Well, what do we know about angle A and angle B? Okay, are they going to equal angle X, Y, Z?
Yeah.
Yes. So we know, angle, I'm going to need some more room, so let me slide down. Okay, we know that angle X, Y, Z is equal to angle A plus angle B. What was angle A? 50 degrees. Was angle B? And the final answer? 90 degrees. So it seems I've run out of time. So I'm going to take that question up at the beginning of next class.